You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So many people across the country have been glued to the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. I think it's hilarious. The only way I can think to describe it is just calling it the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. Anyway, it looks like it's coming to a close. The judge wants closing arguments today. He is fed up with all the delay and how long it's been taking. The case will probably go to the jury today. It's been a grueling amount of nonsense for this jury as they try to ascertain whether or not Gwyneth hit this dude on the ski slopes of Utah or whether he ran into her. Now, she claims it's another frivolous lawsuit against a celebrity by someone who thinks they can cash in. He's going the other direction. He's saying, no, this happened, and I'm tired of celebrities being able to bully the general public, you know, because they can lawyer up. And, you know, if anyone dares to accuse them of anything, they trample the average person. He goes, I'm not putting up with that anymore. So both sides are adamant. All I know is that the whole idea of this trial has been kind of silly. And my wife cannot get enough of it.
Oh, man. I haven't watched a second of it.
Oh, my goodness. It's hilarious.
I'll have to get the recap on YouTube or something.
Sure, do that.
Yeah.
So, we were talking to a woman yesterday during the 9 o'clock hour when we were playing the game Rattle Off. If you've never tuned in the 9 o'clock hour, you should. It's quite a hoot. But she had told us that she had not been on a date with her husband in more than 5 years. They have 4 kids, and she's like, we just don't have time. We just can't go out on a date. Well, apparently they have been dating, and she didn't even know it. A new survey is out, and it found that the number one favorite date night activity for people is going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
But number two, a night in together.
So just sitting on
the couch and watching TV now counts as a date night.
Absolutely. I get it 100%. My wife and I have talked about, you know, dropping the kids off at my parents for them to watch them and instead coming back to the house and just like
great, binging
Ted Lasso and having a meat and cheese board and a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think a night in is awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So going out to dinner was number one, a night in together, number two, and then going to the movies, number three, cooking together, number four, so that's still kind of staying in together.
Sure.
And I like number five, and I happen to be this guy, and I'm pretty sure I married someone who is not on board, going on a long drive.
Just get out and hit the open road, huh?
I like it. You take that road not too far from your house, that one,
Deer Creek Canyon Road?
Deer Creek Canyon. That's,
yeah, that's a
winding
drive.
Little road. It's
absolutely
pretty.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Get back in there and look at those giant houses that are back in there.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
They got some huge houses back there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so just park it on the couch, huh?
Park it on the couch. That's now considered a date night. So if you're trying to get rid of your paunch, if you got a little belly going on you, new study has confirmed that a lot of times it's just simply that you're not getting enough sleep. It's yet more evidence about how lack of sleep is killing people in this country, because if you're not getting the 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night, your body is way more prone to building up what they call the visceral fat around your midsection, which contributes to all sorts of health problems.
Yep.
So, yes, diet and exercise, but you have really got to put the phones down, shut the TV off, and you got to turn the lights out and go to sleep, because you're going to kill yourself otherwise.
Oh, great.
There's that.
Damn it.
I don't know whether to tell you this story about the scammer who got a principal essentially fired at a school.
It's quite the story. I mean, how are you so
gullible,
man?
Or do I save it as a goodbye story?
Maybe do the goodbye story with that one today, but it's very like, how did you not know?
Tell you what, I'm going to do it as a goodbye story, but I don't want to just tease people now and leave them. They might not be around in 3 hours.
True.
Look, there's a principal at a school down in Florida who was forced to resign because she fell for a scam with some dude who insisted to her that he was Elon Musk.
Ugh.
And he was going to be pumping $6 million into her school. And she's like, how can I pass up a deal like that? So she sent him $100,000 from the school's account. Thank God the school's business manager got a hold of it and found out what was happening in time, was able to stop the check before it cleared. But the principal, this woman, she goes, I'm a very smart lady, well-educated, and I fell for a scam.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible.
There's more to it, but it's pretty wild that someone can just online convince someone that they're Elon Musk.
That's insane.
Not me. I'm Jeff Bezos.
Right. Jeffrey Bezos.
What else is trending?
Then we talked a little bit about baseball season kicks off today, and they're talking about the average ticket price this year, about $35 to get you into the ballpark, depending on the team. And then they started talking about how much you spend once you're inside the ballpark, although they should have thrown in the cost of trying to park, because that's easily $50-$60 now downtown to try to park. But once you get in the ballpark, you're spending about $51 once you get in there on food and drinks, beer, seat upgrades,
merch.
Now, they are saying parking in this story, but that's not right.
That's not inside
unless
the stadium.
Unless you are hoofing it, like, from the Capitol down to, then you maybe can get a decent price.
An opening day is different from other days. Let's face
it. Is.
They gouge the hell out of people on opening day.
100%.
Lodo next week. What is it, a week from today?
April 6th. Yeah, the Thursday, April 6th.
So you'll see gouging with parking that day for sure.
For sure, but it is super popular. And I should mention that if you are planning on going down there, Mix 100 is going to be set up at the Thirsty Lion, which is a great spot. We've been sent up there before. 16th and is it Wynn Coop or Wine Coop?
It's over there by Union Station.
It's right next to Union Station.
Union Station. Here's the thing.
11 to 2, we'll be there. I think I'm going to go by.
Yeah, the street is Wine Coop. The brewery is Wynn Coop.
Okay, see, it's so confusing.
That's the truth. Here's the thing about Thirsty Lion, too. They used to. I don't know if they still do. They used to do Boddington's on tap.
Ooh, well, now I am definitely going to be there from 11 to 2.
But the last time I was there, they did not. So check and see.
The best part of the location is you know, our parent company is Kroenke, and he owns Ball Arena. And I got a parking pass for Ball Arena, so I'm going to park at Ball Arena and walk a few blocks down to the Thirsty Lion. Thank you very much. Jeremy Renner is making news yet again today in trending. If you recall, his 14,000-pound snow cat ran over him a few months ago, and he was in bad, bad shape. And he was doing an interview with Diane Sawyer, and we know now how horrifying his injuries were. Here's a rundown. He had a broken face. A broken face and a broken eye socket. 8 ribs were broken in 14 places. Busted knee, busted left tibia, both ankles, collarbone, jaw, and right shoulder all smashed. He also had a collapsed lung, and his liver was pierced by one of those rib bones. How is this dude still around?
He said he refused to die.
He says, I chose to survive. You're not going to kill me. No way. And that's easy to say now that he's up and walking around again.
Yeah, I thought they were even talking about maybe taking off his leg, but apparently they saved that, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. He still has both legs, and they had some video of him on a treadmill, and he's recovering quickly. So, yeah, that's, man.
The part of this story that stood out to me was that he was interviewed by Diane Sawyer. And I was like, how is Diane Sawyer still around?
She's still big time.
She's 77 years old.
Still going at it.
Still going strong.
All these hard-hitting interviews with Jeremy Renner still. Let's put her on the Jeremy Renner story.
Yeah.
What else is going on? We talked about Keanu yesterday and how much he's making for that John Wick Chapter 4. And he's a cool dude. Every one of these movies, he gives his stunt team some really cool gifts. This time around, he gave them all a bunch of personalized Rolex watches. And then he also gave the entire team custom tailor-made t-shirts, each depicting the number of times that person, quote, died throughout the movie. For some of the stunt members, it was well over 20 times that they had actually died in the movie. So that's kind of a funny little gift. On the heels of that dating story that Dom had, I have another one here. This is mostly focusing on Gen Zers and millennials. They're saying they're swapping shots for squats. New research from the dating app Bumble reveals that 1 in 5 Gen Zers and millennials would rather skip the bar on a first date and go to the gym. Go work out together and get to know each other while you're getting your lift on, bro.
Pass.
They said also with a rise in dry dating, when a lot of these people aren't drinking anymore, it gives you a little bit more of a clear head to decide whether this new match could lead to a long-term romance. And you get to see them in, like, skimpy workout clothes. Come on. You don't like that? They're also saying this other story I saw. I'll just give you a quick headline of it, that smartphones might be falling out of fashion with Gen Zers because they want dumb phones because they're tired of screens, essentially.
Yeah,
and they say these dumb phones are better for their mental health. I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical, but if they are really doing this, then hey, kudos to them. I know, you know, we're talking about getting our son a smartphone here eventually, and we're trying to find, like, the dumbest iPhone that you can find. My wife's like, is there one that just can make calls and texts, and that's it? And I was like, I don't know.
They are. Yeah, in fact, I saw that sales of them actually went up last year.
Okay, well, that's the one
we're
going to be getting.
So there is something to
this. Real quick, let me give you your Fat America. Cup of Noodles is now selling breakfast-flavored ramen. It tastes like sausage, eggs, pancakes, and maple syrup. It's going to be available at Walmart. They say it is all artificially flavored, but there are visible ingredients like little bits of sausage and egg floating in it. Mm-hmm. They say it's even better if you put in more syrup, too. Yeah. Good God.
Come on.
What are we doing to ourselves? All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. That's where you can find the clickbait. Pretty cute one if you're a dog lover. Today I posted a video of a pinata for dogs that's gone viral. They string a cardboard box up to the ceiling with a tennis ball hanging off the bottom. And all these dogs get together and they jump up and try to yank the tennis ball. And when they it rips the tape off the bottom of the box, and a bunch of tennis balls fall out, and the dogs lose their minds. So it's worth a click. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you have it. That's what's trending.